Here in Namibia, we are going to have a mass demonstration on Wednesday that is going to call for the immediate reverse of the liquidation of the airline and also for the immediate removal of the minister concerned.
But the decision was taken at the cabinet level. It wasn't the sole decision of the minister, is it?
It was a sole decision of the minister because the minister had not followed procedures because he has never consulted the committee on cabinet related to this thing. He just brought this to cabinet and tried to have a bad influence in that. Neither did not consult the procedure of consulting my office in terms of the arrangement that was in place.
The objective, as I understand, of this mass rally or demonstration is to protest against the liquidation of the national airline Air Namibia. But do you think your demonstration would have any significant impact in the rescuing attempt that you seek?
That will have definitely, because we are saying this is not for someone to decide on the national airline to be liquidated in the interest of promoting another type of business. So therefore, our call is genuine, it's truthful, it's business oriented.
Are you going to follow COVID-19 protocol? Because you understand that the whole Southern African region is battling the spread of the new variant of the coronavirus, and people are expressing concern that this demonstration could help endanger the lives of Namibians. What do you say to that?
It might be true, but it is a very unfortunate situation where you have to take a risk in terms of that. Both are risky. Who is not going to die when he's hungry? You will die when you are hungry. You will also die when you get COVID. They are both COVID. So the unemployment is a risk. It's a very high risk because when you are unemployed, at least you can have finance yourself to fight COVID. How do you fight COVID if you are unemployed? How do you rescue yourself from being strong to boost yourself in terms of COVID immune?
So I understand the government has put in measures to fight the disease, and calling for this mass demonstration will flout or sharply go against the medical advice of the health authorities in Namibia.
We are going to demonstrate. We are not going to back. We are not going to reverse our demonstration. And we are going to go against the COVID regulations, because by respecting COVID regulations, we are respecting our unemployment or our job losses. So I have no respect for anybody who wants workers to go jobless. Therefore, that risk is a risk that comes with COVID. And as far as I know, we as a country must learn to be honest and genuine and thought about the consequences that might come if that type of decisions are taken. For me, I would say it's a very irresponsible decision.